Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for Court of Swords. I don't even know what episode it is. It's 29. Okay. I felt the entire episode so far. I was just like relearning how to play D&D.
Yeah.
It had been like 35 days or some shit. And there was definitely a bit, yeah. So many mistakes that I had like mechanically that I just forgot I could do. that was the entire episode. And then I felt like the first 2 hours we were just like, not fucking around, but we were kind of fucking around.
No, yeah.
We were trying to avoid this situation where, you know, we had to tank for us.
Yeah, there's would have been bad. If folks watch Blades, Roleplay Blades, Blades in the Dark has a thing to avoid all of this, because that's a thing, especially in heist-style games. Shadowrun's really bad for it. You start coming up with silly plans, like filling a car full of hamburgers and driving it through someone's window. But... yeah, planning in role-playing games are a thing where it's just like, all right, we got this plan. We got to do this thing. We're going to spend 2.5 hours talking about what the plan is. And that's just, I think, a thing that happens unless the game is like, no, you pick the approach. How are you going to do it? And then we just backfill all the details as it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But in D&D, there's definitely a tendency to,
nope, your plan doesn't work.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what it comes down to. It's like, yes, here's the plan, which tells me what roles to ask for, but as soon as any of those fail.
I still really wanted that fucking owl to just poison everybody. That would have been cool just to see how that affected the town and how long it would have taken.
It would have been a really good plan.
Yeah, I probably would have made some constitution saves for the various characters in the town, but
yeah
people would have gotten kind of sick, and you could have. I mean, it would have been up to you to like come in after that and figure it out, but yeah, it definitely would have weakened everybody at least a little, because the poisoned condition in the game, if you are poisoned, you are at disadvantage for attack rolls and ability checks. So at the very least, everyone would have been poisoned. So.
Yeah,
would have made the fight quite a bit easier to clean up. But also, like, a little bit of wyvern poison, and wyvern poison's not like venom is not meant to be ingested. So it's, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where, as the GM, you just kind of have to make shit up because there's no rules to cover it.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, too, for some reason, I thought when you were initially describing it, because you said it was like a camp thing, I assumed there were just walls. That's why I was like, oh, fuck, we can get around these walls. And then you're like,
well, that's all I was thinking.
No walls. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking that too, that it was like a walled town, but then I saw the map
and it wasn't. Yeah, it's just a little like quick built kind of work town, kind of like Deadwood, if you ever watched that show, like in the first season. It's barely a town at all. It's just a bunch of interconnected like stuff, and then maybe would build into a bigger town over time, but yeah.
Were you designing this to be a fight from the start?
No, I mean, I gotta be aware that that's possible, but that's true of any building or situation or whatever that you walk into. Like, a fight could break out, because D&D characters really only have a hammer and the whole world is a series of nails. But yeah, I mean, I was open to any solution. I know that if you, as a GM, if you design something expecting the players to go a certain way, it can be hard to let go of that if they don't.
Yeah.
But I prefer to just be like, if the players didn't exist, what would this town look like? And then let you go in there and ruin everything.
Go in there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What would have happened if Jubilant made like a fucking great ass note, like even not having a specific like person, you know?
Would that mercenary have just been like?
We never even gave him the note.
So here, if you had felt more confident about the note, and this is why. I think some GMs make those kind of roles in private, so you don't know how good it is. But with forgery, I think you can tell when you fucked it up. You're like, this doesn't look like a California driver's license.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the forgery probably would have bought you access to the dude. At least, right? They would have been like, y'all stay outside. She can come inside with the guards. But you had things. Though. Yeah, had things gone bad, then you would have been hobgoblined to death.
Yeah.
Instead of
how noticeable is charm? How noticeable is a suggestion or whatever charm for? Would they would be like, what the fuck?
So normally suggestion requires, let me look up the spell, but it has like you kind of like wave your fingers around and do shit.
Oh, okay.
Verbal and material. So actually you just say, you say the thing and you have the drop of sweet oil or the honeycomb or whatever in your pocket and it disappears. You don't actually have to gesture. So it's not really that noticeable.
Cool.
Especially for you, because you can cast it without material components. So it's just like a flicker of the eyes and a change in the tone of voice. You become like a Bene Gesserit witch, and you can use the voice on people.
I don't have to go like this.
No, you just say, like, you know, whatever your suggestion is, and then they roll. So
That could have worked.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It's still, I mean, you still have it. You get it once per day. So if you meet the, you can save it this way for convincing him to tell you what you want, right?
Yeah.
Instead of like making him allow you to enter.
Does it even work? Like, even if you like say, hey, give me that, they say no after all the reason, and then you say, hey, give me that with persuasion or charm or whatever, they'll give it to you?
Yeah. So you can try naturally. You can just be like, hey, give me that sword. And they'll be like, roll persuasion. They're like, no, fuck off. That's my sword. And then you're like, no, but seriously, bro, give me the sword. And they're like, here you go.
Okay.
Yeah. You just can't suggest stuff that would be like directly immediately harmful, like step off this bridge. Right. Now they can not know that it's harmful, right? You could be like, eat this sandwich and it's full of scorpions and they don't know that. And they're like, scorpion sandwich. Oh God. And they die.
Yeah.
That would probably require like a deception check depending on what it was.
Pretty
suggestion ability. Is a very versatile ability.
Yeah, it can be used in a lot of different ways for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have to understand the language?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they have to be able to, you have to see them and they have to hear and understand you. So they don't need to see you. So.
Okay.
I was thinking if the note for some reason did get her access to, you know, the foreman or whatever, then she could have charmed the foreman to either maybe like talk privately or in front of them if it wasn't super suspicious to be like, hey, you know, any sort of information that we actually needed. I don't know, but you probably would have been talking publicly amongst other guards and they would have been like, why are you giving him this giving her this information?
So. Yeah.
The trick with suggestion is to make it, especially if you're in like company with other people, is to make it something that seems like they would do anyway. Right.
Yeah.
So you're like, even if they're uncertain, especially if you're talking to their boss and the boss is like, no, I trust you. Here you go. You want to make it so it's not abrupt in the middle of a conversation.
Right.
That you work up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do I get one thing or just like whatever is happening in a period of time, or do I get like one comment?
It's just one suggestion, and the effects of the suggestion last up to 8 hours. So you could be like, you know, follow me and they'll follow you for 8 hours. You can be like, you know, do this thing if something happens, and that will last, it'll stay embedded for 8 hours.
And then, so once per day, is that once per like sundown and sunup, or is that once per 24 hours?
It's once in between long rests, basically. A long rest recharges it, I think.
Okay, so it is just long rest. Okay.
Yeah, and you can only take one long rest per 24 hours. So.
I just remembered we slayed those dudes with the snake tattoos on them.
Yes, you did. You exploded them.
They got shattered. Yeah.
Yeah, they got fucked up. They didn't even have a chance to be like, no, I love
Look,
you.
I didn't want to fuck around, man. It was like a perfect shatter.
Yeah, no. It was. It was great. They were all clustered
that was
and everything.
Great battle turner. Yeah.
Yeah, we took five out right. And then we haven't even started to talk about Chuckles yet, but I feel like he's the reason we're still alive because he took 76 HP.
He tanked a lot.
Yeah.
I owe my life to Chuckles.
He took out one of those guards over there for us.
Yeah.
We need to get that fucking statue back, you guys.
We really
do. Oh, yeah.
What if they grab it? You could charm one of them and be like, hey, throw that statue over here.
We'll kill them and take it from their corpse.
Yeah. Thankfully, because the magic only activates once a week for 24 hours, they can't just pick it up and be like, go get him, Chuckles.
Yeah.
Chuckles wouldn't do that to us.
He would. Never.
I mean, he would.
He straight up would. Yeah, he would.
He straight up would.
He has no loyalty.
If you don't get him back, I promise you right now, in 1 week of campaign time, I'll be like, so you're in the middle of resting. It's a long rest. You're at night. You're out in the jungle. And you hear this. And then the trumpet of rage as Chuckles bursts in. And yeah. So just watch your shit.
I feel like my elephant with the echo is getting shittier and shittier.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I'm like, here's Chuckles.
Yeah, decreasing quality for sure.
It's very, I mean, because all I'm doing is, you know, it's a variable sound. It tickles the shit out of my lips sometimes too.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
Do that.
I hate that feeling.
It's awful.
Dan, for you, I feel like you just missed a lot this episode.
It was a bad day.
Yeah,
sometimes I have days where I'm like God, and other times I just like I can't hit shit. Today was a day where I couldn't hit. I think Chuckles took all my luck. He just was kicking ass, but I like swung like 8 times, only hit twice. It was just bad today.
Yeah,
you'll have days like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like after all my spells were gone, like in these longer fights, I feel like I start off super strong, and then it's like, well,
yeah,
can't do anything else. Let's just shoot him with a crossbow or sacred flame.
I've been saving all of my shit, so I've been just been meleeing just because I know that there's more fight ahead, so I'm saving everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get to him, which is going to be like, it's like 180 feet that you guys have to traverse, so that's at least three rounds to get to where those guys are, which means that's six shots that we have to incur. There are 18 shots that we have to incur.
Actually, there's a lot of buildings, so we can, like...
Yeah, go around the buildings.
Yeah, I guess we're not charging necessarily.
We also got to think about, me and Dan at least, I don't know how close you are, JP, but we got to start thinking about level 5 shit.
Well, you guys will get level 5 after this. First. Yeah.
Well, not die first, of course, yeah, but I'm saying, assuming we survive, like, there's...
Level 5 is what, 6,800? Is that what you said?
6,500.
I'm 2K away. We're not going to get 2K XP from this. We'll probably get like 800 or so. But yeah, Morgan might level up to level 4.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't level up until there's a rest, right?
Right.
Yes, you need to rest.
Yeah.
Well, I can try and get into that locked house there. Maybe there's a cozy bed.
Just have a little snooze.
Yeah, I wonder what's... That'll be fun to figure out, like, what actually goes on in this town in these buildings. Like, are these... storage houses? Are there families living inside? Is there an entire fortune that we can steal? Because they just left.
Piles of loot.
People were guarding orphans and they were taking care of them, and we just...
Oh. And when Chuckles actually took out a side of that building, it was just a couple kids that were just sleeping.
Yeah, Jesus. A couple of
orphans.
The side of the
killed,
wall. It's really unfortunate.
Through into them. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just saying.
I didn't even think about that. We have an entire town to loot if we kill these guys. Those guys like fucking ran.
Yeah. They just left. They have a VIP that they got to get the fuck out of there. It seemed like.
What are we gonna do about this?
That's not who we wanted to talk to, though.
Yeah. Yes.
True.
I could fly and try to track them, but.
Or summon an owl.
Yeah, the owl works.
Let's not have plans that rely on the owl. Like,
I'm gonna start making a list. Ways Baldur has died. eaten by a wyvern.
Mm-hmm.
Shot out of the air by a guard.
While he was trying to deliver a poison into a well to poison a town.
Yeah. Disappeared mysteriously in the night.
There is. Good.
Those rolls are awful, man.
Baldur the Unlucky.
All these times, he's going to do something fucking epic. And we're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah. Does he retain his memories of like every time he died or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up. So more and more, it's just going to be like, really?
Yeah. It's gonna be
basically
like Groundhog Day.
Spirit trapped in the body of an animal. You just keep pulling it back.
Yeah. There was a lot of.
You're just gonna summon it and it'll fly away. Like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out.
I don't want to be your familiar anymore.
There was definitely a lot of like, we started the session off today with 2-1s.
Yeah.
From Dan.
Yeah.
That's how the session started. Was 2-1s.
I rolled 2-1s at once.
Yeah, that's what Dan did as well to start off the session. And then, your roll was when you... Oh, yeah, then you got killed by a horse, by your own
horse. That was my favorite part of the day, was that scene of her dying with the horse.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Door, nope, horse, nope.
It was just, a comedy of, like, errors.
Jesus. We got to worry about these fucking demon horses, too.
They're penned up, right? Unless for some reason they just break out of there. It seemed like Adam was saying that unless we fuck with them.
Well, those horses work for us, Adam. If it would be an animal handling role or what?
Yeah, hard to say. I mean, you'd have to make some rolls to know that.
They seemed pretty loyal to their riders. Like they were very much at attention when they
Fortunately,
came.
We can roll from outside the pen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's worth a shot.
It'd be fun to get those horses and then send them down towards the archers and just have them trample them. But it would suck if they calmed the horses and then rode back
send
at
them
us.
Back down
I don't know if they were loyal to them. It seemed like those were like the four horses that belonged to the hobgoblin dudes. I don't think they're loyal to the goblins. Yeah. They had similar like ritualistic markings, like Adam said.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
I think these guards are just kind of like, no, those horses are fucking weird.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to mention from the episode? Are we good? I can't really think of anything else. It was just weird playing D&D after not playing for 40 days.
Yeah. And it definitely took a little bit to like kind of get the swing of things. Especially when I rolled that crit, the first crit for Berg. I was like, yes! Okay, fuck. How does that work again?
Yeah. I feel like not as a spell, like spellcasters have to remember much more about actually how to like play their characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Fighters you just roll. Saying that it's like easier to play one or the other. It's just for me, I like got back into the game and I was like, all right, what is this doing? How does that work? Like I didn't understand
definitely,
anything.
Definitely more condensed and simplified for me because it's just like, hey, Berg, hit stuff.
Yeah. He's running.
There was
stuff.
One more creepy thing that happened was, what's gonna happen when Berg fails his wisdom save?
Oh, like, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some weird shit was going on with there.
Maybe he'll just take like D4 damage or something.
Well, like, that's why I've been like worried about those weird little children.
What do you
and
mean?
Like the, well, it just made me nervous that there's these weird, the weird little like creepy children with the shawls on. Like, what are those guys?
The kid that went with the
I was worried about that too.
Like, just because
it's got a fancy ass robe apparently, some silk robe, and that's never good. That always means magic.
It's not good at all. Yeah. I don't know how much I like being a squishy. I don't know if it's my thing.
I feel like if we get to level 5, like goal or benchmark or whatever, when you start as level 5 wizard or level 5 magic user, the game will be much better for level 5 magic user. But like, if you don't have high AC going into these fights, it's really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You're just gonna get trampled.
I know level all about that from my early characters.
Really good, like Fireball's level 3 and stuff.
Yeah, Fireball is what? What? I don't even know what the range on Fireball is, but we could probably kill all those people with Fireball right now if we had it. I haven't ever cast Fireball in 5e, so let's see here. It is 150 feet, so we could definitely cast it on those guys. And it does 20-foot radius, centered on a point that must make a dexterity save throw. The target takes 8d6 damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
Jeez.
Yep. Oh.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then what is it Thunderbolt? Is that the other one?
Lightning Bolt. Lightning Bolt is basically just a line version of Fireball.
Oh, really? It changed it?
Well, I mean, it was before, too. It just like hit, bounces off walls and stuff.
Forming a line 100 feet long, 5 feet wide, blast out from you in direction you choose. Each creature in line must say, 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save. Yep. Jeez. I think Lightning Bolt's actually better than Fireball.
100 feet long, 5 feet wide. It's one square in a line. Depends on if they're clustered or lined up.
That's true. They have different. That's a good point. And they, it also explodes stuff as well. So I don't know. We'll see if we get to level 5 and then maybe I'll make a wizard. Just fucking sarcastic shit. Just retired jubilant Black Gale. He's tired of this shit. I don't know. We'll see. That'll do it for, I think, the recap episode, though. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Good to be back, though.
Yeah.
Really
good.
Yeah.
Yep. Tuesday looks good.
Get back into the normal swing of things here. So, also, I think maybe more. Maybe we'll actually role play next episode. We didn't do that much like talking.
We didn't. Yeah. There wasn't. Yeah.
It was more.
I mean,
like,
once you
we're
catch
gonna send this owl.
Yeah, once you catch the dude, there'll be an opportunity to talk to him. So there'll be that at least.
I appreciate your confidence in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Adam's saying that we're going to catch the dude.
Yeah, I like it.
It's going to happen. Nothing else will ever happen. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. All right. Thanks everyone for watching. Appreciate your support here on
Patreon.
Adam
makes no eye contact.
No, he's dead eyes. He's dead eyes. Yep. We'll see you next episode. Thanks everyone for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.